Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1070, What is Financial Security? By Michael Mihalik with GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here on the show, and this is where I read to you from some of the very best personal finance blogs on the planet. For now, let's get right to the post and start optimizing your life. What is Financial Security? By Michael Mihalik with GetRichSlowly.org. Wouldn't it be great to be financially secure, to never have to worry about money? What would it take to get there? In fact, what exactly is financial security? Ask 10 people to define how much money it takes to attain financial security, and you'll probably get 10 different answers. For some people, financial security is having $10 million in the bank. For others, it's $50 million. I doubt anyone would say $1 million. Being a unimillionaire isn't what it used to be. With the median home price in the United States around $220,000, the median price in my hometown, Seattle, is pushing $425,000, there may not be much left after paying off the mortgage. Even having the full million in the bank earning 5% per year will only produce an income of $50,000 per year. That's not bad, but not enough to jet around the world and party with Paris Hilton, Mick Jagger, and Diddy. What about $10 million? At 5%, that will generate an annual income of $500,000 without working. Now we're talking some real money. The problem with defining financial security in these terms is that having $10 million, $50 million, or even $1 million is a pie-in-the-sky dream for most Americans. We'd all like to have millions of dollars, and it's not bad to aspire to that goal. The problem is, if we define financial security by such large amounts of money, most of us will believe that it's out of our grasp. Instead, we should use a realistic definition of financial security that can be achieved whether somebody makes $10,000 a year or $1 million. First, let's look at what financial security is not. Financial security isn't making or having a certain amount of money. There are many people who have made millions of dollars who are not financially secure. Stories about musicians, superstar athletes, and multi-million-dollar lottery winners who end up in bankruptcy court are so common that they've become a cliché. If someone makes $500,000 a year but spends $600,000, are they financially secure? Of course not. Financial security also isn't limited to being independently wealthy, having servants bring you martinis by the pool, and flying your private jet to Monaco to party with heiresses, supermodels, and rock stars. If that's what you want, then go for it, but this is a very narrow definition of financial security. I prefer a broader definition, one that puts financial security within the reach of anybody with a desire to improve their financial situation and a little bit of discipline. To me, financial security consists of four things. 1. Being debt-free. Consider two women. Jill makes $35,000 a year. She has $250 in her savings account and owes $10,000 on her credit cards. Joan makes $35,000 a year, too. She has $10,000 in her savings account and owes $250 on her credit cards. Which woman do you think feels financially secure? Which sleeps better at night? Certain debt is understandable. Few people have the money to write a check for a car or a house. Borrowing money for an education or to start a business may also be acceptable, but borrowing money for other reasons is probably a mistake. How many of you are still paying off the credit card debt for the vacation you took last summer? The elegant, romantic Valentine's Day dinner last February? the pair of expensive Italian shoes you just gave to Goodwill, Christmas presents your kids no longer play with, or electronic equipment that has since become obsolete. When you owe somebody money, they have power over you. You go to work even if you don't want to because you have to pay back your debt. If you don't pay, you can be sued. Your car can be repossessed, or your house can go into foreclosure. That doesn't sound like security to me. 2. Being in control of your expenses. As I mentioned earlier, if you earn $500,000 a year but you're spending $600,000, you're on your way to the poorhouse. If you control your expenses so that they are less than your income, you can save and invest the extra money, and you're on your way to becoming financially secure. 3. Consistently increasing your savings, assets, or net worth on a monthly basis. Most people have little to show for years or even decades of hard work. For whatever reason, they can't or won't save money, and they're one paycheck away from being destitute. We should focus on saving money every month. It's a great feeling to watch your savings grow, especially because the interest compounds without any extra effort from you. Instead of you working for money, your money can work for you. 4. Not being forced to work at a job you dislike just to pay the bills. Many people live paycheck to paycheck and are stuck at jobs they don't enjoy because they have to pay their bills. If they quit their jobs or were laid off, it wouldn't take long before they were in dire financial trouble. If you are debt-free, if you control your expenses and focus on increasing your savings on a monthly basis, you can survive tough times, such as a layoff, for months or even years without a change in your lifestyle. You will also have the freedom to quit a job you don't like and take your time finding a new job, preferably one that you will enjoy. Financial security is an admirable goal for which we should all strive. However, it's important to define financial security so that it's achievable for the average American. Being debt-free, controlling our expenses, increasing our savings every month, and doing what we love can lead to happy, fulfilling, and prosperous lives for us all. You just listened to the post titled, What is Financial Security? By Michael Mihalik with GetRichSlowly.org.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. It goes without saying that a lot of people don't know where to start when it comes to investing. Many think you need a lot of money to invest. Some put off investing because it doesn't seem urgent. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And I love Acorns because I feel that this type of automation is exactly the boost needed for the many people who like the idea of investing but haven't felt ready to begin for whatever reason. So head to acorns.com/OFD or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/OFD. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
And that's it for today. I thank you so much for listening and for subscribing. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.